As per press reports, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Pakistan's Deputy PM and Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar spoke telephonically on 4 April, wherein both agreed to resolve the issue of American weapons left behind in Afghanistan after the August 2021 U.S. withdrawal. This seems a conceptual agreement between both sides, with yet to be clarified mechanism and way forward. Of late, the leftover U.S. inventory, especially the arms and ammunition, has surfaced in the PAC-U.S. bilateral parleys, as substantial quantities of weapons and munitions, especially the sniper rifles Panther LRT and M24, are held and used by TTP in their deadly attacks against Pakistan's LIAs. In my earlier piece on the subject, The Story of Abandoned Weapons and Equipment in Afghanistan, published in this space on October 5, 2023, I had surmised, after thorough research involving America's Seeger, Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, and reports to the U.S. Congress, that the U.S. had left behind nearly $7.2 billion worth of aircraft, guns, vehicles, ammunition, and specialized equipment in Afghanistan. This huge arsenal included nearly 600,000 weapons, all calibers, including 9,524 air-to-ground weapon systems, and numerous night vision, surveillance, and communications equipment, etc. Former U.S. NSA Jake Sullivan acknowledged Washington's inability to account for this huge inventory, when he said, "We don't have a complete picture, obviously, of where every article of defense materiel has gone, but certainly a fair amount of it has fallen into the hands of the Taliban." A Taliban official apprised Al Jazeera about capturing more than 300,000 small arms and 26,000 heavy weapons. The U.S. Department of Defense later acknowledged its inability to retrieve the materiel, as Washington did not recognize the IAEA. Besides, America destroyed in situ some 78 aircraft, 26 helicopters, 55 ground vehicles, including 27 Humvees, 23 Turkish MRAPs, and 3 light tactical all-terrain vehicles, 47 other MRAPs, 2 MROP recovery vehicles, 4 weapons systems, including 2 M119 105mm howitzer guns, rocket artillery, mortars, phalanx guns, and 6 RQ-21 unmanned aerial systems and 1 ground control station, etc. An unascertainable percentage of this arsenal went to the black market on the Iran-Afghan-Pakistan border, whereas Iran reportedly resorted to bulk purchases. A New York Times report highlighted concerns about this American equipment, especially the pistols, rifles, grenades, binoculars, and night vision goggles falling to the gun dealers, Al-Qaeda, ISK, Pakistani and Central Asian militant groups, etc., TTP fighters, Baloch militants, and even Kashmiri freedom fighters, are better armed and equipped today, thanks to this abandoned American inventory.